Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Beis, and we're going to start on the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis. And today's daf is being learnt, Schus Refu Shlema, Rabbi Yosef Yisrael Ben Zelda. So the Mishnah, it's a festa daf. This is one of the very yeshivish daf in Sanhedrin. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we are going to miss a lot of raid. But I want to leave the Olam what to do between now and Yom Kippur. But I try to put in as much as I could. Anyhow, the Mishnah starts off. Why does Bensera Meir, we were learning the sugars of Bensera Meir, the son who goes astray. Why is he killed? Why does he get skila? Al-Shem Soifai, he gets killed because of what is going to end up happening and not what he is doing today. He didn't do anything really that legitimizes our giving him skila, but in the end, what's going to happen, we know he's going to go, and like the Gemara is going to explain, and we want to kill him. Yomu zakai v'al yomu chayev, we'd rather that he should be killed a zakai, and he should not be killed a chayev. When a Rasha dies, it's hana for him, meaning it's good for him that he stops doing averes v'anol oilam, and it's good for the world, that the world can be peaceful, that they know they don't have to worry about the Rusha'im damaging or stealing from them. L'tzadikim, but when a tzadik is nifter, ra'alahem, 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 because they can't be mekayim anymore mitzvahs, they're now oimdim, ra'alahem, and we're missing this chus of tzadikim, like we just said, tzim gedali, gedali ben achikim, that misa tzadikim is worse than the churban b'yisrael akenu. So when a tzadik is nifter, it's terrible not only for him that he can't continue doing mitzvahs, but the world doesn't have his chus hagan anymore. Yayim ashinu l'rishayim, wine and slumber for wicked people on olam, v'anol olam. It's good for them and it's good for the world, once again, because they can't do any averis, and the world can be peaceful, that doesn't have to worry about the rishayim bothering them. L'tzadikim, ra'alahem, ra'al olam. L'tzadikim, it's not good that they're sleeping or drinking and sleeping, because, again, they can't be mekayim, they can't focus on doing mitzvahs, and the world is missing that schos. Pizul rishayim, if the rishayim are not together, meaning there's no achdus amongst rishayim, hanolahem hanolahem, then it's good for them, and it's good for the world, because they won't be up to their mischief. But tzadikim, but when tzadikim are not ba'achdus, ra'alahem ra'alahem, it's not good for them or the world. And the opposite, kinus l'rishayim, achdus by wicked people, ra'alahem ra'alahem, it's not good, because when they sit around and come up with ideas that they could do averis, it's not good for them or the world. Let tzadikim hanolahem hanolahem, when tzadikim are ba'achdos, it is good for them and good for the world, because they can be tachas etzis of what to do and be misakin many things. Sheket l'rishoyim, when the rishoyim are not busy with yisurim or other things that keep them busy, meaning it's a quiet time for them, ra'alahem ra'alahem, again, because when they're calm and they have time to be oisik in their wickedness, it's not good for us. When tzaddikim have sheket and shalva, it's hana for them and hana for the world, because then they could be oisik v'torah properly. There's many ha'aris to say, but we'll just start the Gemara a little bit and then we'll go back to them. Because this Bensera Meir went and ate a little meat, drank a little wine, the Torah is going to give him skila. The Torah was yored l'soyiv daitai of Bensera Meir. Shesoyiv migmar nechzei aviv muvakish lemudai. He's going to want more things that he stole from his father, and he's not going to be able to satiate this taiva because he already polished off his whole father's whatever the nechasim he had. And he's not going to find it. But he's going to go out to the road and he's going to steal from the community, whoever's there. So the Torah said, that you should rather die a zakah and not a chayev. And we went already yesterday and the previous day, Reb Shirley went through all the things of why skila and not the other mises. Her skila is a very chametical one. It's chol Shabbos, misa rabim, whatever it is. Shemisoson, and now the Gemara continued on what the Mishnah segued into, but now it makes more sense, because we just spoke out that we want him to die a zakah and chayev. I is going to die. What is misa exactly to rishoyim and tzaddikim? Shemisoson, shalom, and all them, and all the oilam. Tzaddikim, ra'alahem, ra'alahem. Rishoyim, it's their death is good for them and the world, and tzaddikim is the opposite. Sheen of a yayin, or the other gerus is yayin mishina, like the Mishnah puts it, l'rishoyim hanolem hanolo ilam, is good for them and the world. Tzaddikim ra'lehem ra'lo ilam, sheket l'rishoyim ra'lehem ra'lo ilam. Again, when rishoyim have time on their hands and it's calm for them, it's not good for them or the world. Tzaddikim hanolem hanolo ilam, pizul l'rishoyim hanolehem hanolo ilam, tzaddikim ra lohem v'ra le'olam. I just want to say over a remez that I heard yesterday. That the Mishnah in Avos we know says in Shkolim says ba'echad ba'adar mashmina al Shkolim al kilayim, that in the first day of Adar we call out on the Shkolim, the mitzvah machs hashekel al kilayim, and not to mix different things that are asur. So I heard over from the Be'er Shmuel, he says in the Drasha Purim that kinus, this Mamash tells through this Mishnah, kinus la tzadikim anolim anoloilim, that when tzadikim get together, good things come about. Melo shkolim, we know what's the message of shkolim, the machz hashaka, that we're all part of a greater group. That we're not frazich, we're not something for ourselves. Rather, we have achdos, and we're all part of a greater group. That's be'achabad mashmim al shkolim. The ala kilayim, why we're putting together kilayim? Because forget it, if the other element is a rasha, then we don't want to mix wrong elements. Meaning, achdus is not always great. When it says, like, you know, the many movements in Klal Yisrael throughout history have said, why can't you just join together? Why can't there be achdus amongst us? Fakir, mashmiyam al hashkolim, in the same time that we're mashmiyam al hashkolim, that you should be a machtis hashekel, that you should always recognize that the amazing part of being part of the Klal, being part of the achdus of Klal Yisrael, the same Mishnah is saying the next words, v'alei kilayim, that you should just know that when you mix certain things together, that's mamash esedai reisa. You don't always have to go and associate yourself with part of Klal Yisrael or parts of society that is not to be mixed with. The Mishnah continues and says, by the way, the Eretz Tzvi, and it's a davar pasha, it says over that Ben Sarah Mur, it's an amazing thing that we're Neragal Shem Seifeh, that it really is a very minor infraction what he did over here. They stole and he ate this basar and yai, and he says, imagine the midah tovah mevarim midah peronius. That imagine a person, think about it, why is Ben Sarah Mur getting killed? Because we know where he's headed, we know where his shayfas are, we know what type of person he's going to be. He said, imagine a person who has good shifas, and a person who does things that are very small, but they're because he wants to do a greater thing. A person, you know, hashtag dafyoimi, or any small pa'ula that a person does, that, you know, he's nizer. I remember a Rav was once saying, I heard over in Shmuz, that he was saying that a person who wants to start being nizer in Shmir Sinai. So he said, Eitz HaTayv is one time, go to the drive-thru of the bank and don't go into the bank. Says you see less priests one time in your life. He says, like, a small pa'ula that a person does and it shows where he's headed in life, he says, how much more so that the Rebbeinu Shalom would kill a Ben Sarah Murray who really didn't do anything that's royal misa because of where he's headed. A person, now Hashem looks at his pa'ulas that he does when they're showing and indicating and where he's headed in the right way. But Agav, the Mishnah was talking about Nerag al Shem Seifa, so now we're going to go on a tangent in the Mishnayos, and the Gemara is going to continue on that topic of Nerag al Shem Seifa. So one of the most geshmaka sugyas in Sanhedrin, Ababa Machteres. So Ababa Machteres is talking about a person who's a ganif, and he dug under the house, under the fence, to come into the house. Nidal Hashem Seifai, the Balabayas who finds him, doesn't have to just call the cops, but rather he could kill him. Now, obviously, if you could call the cops and save your money and life that way, that's fine. But since there's a chazaka that a person doesn't stam let his money get stolen, and there's also a chazaka that he'll not only not let his money get stolen, but give up his life for it, like we say in the Yom Nerem Davening, B'Nafshi Yavi Lachmai, that a person gives up, imamish is ready to sacrifice his own life for money. So above Machter, someone's coming to steal from you, knows all of this, he knows the psyche of a person that you're going to go and protect your money, so he's ready to taka kill you to get your money. And that chazaka is so strong, we're going to see in the Gemara, that even a son who's coming to steal from a father, the father can't assume that the son's going to have rachmanus on him, and the father's allowed to kill the son. But above Machter is Nidin al Shem Seifa, someone who's coming in a tunnel, he's Nidin al Shem Seifa, and Mela, above Machter, someone who's coming in a tunnel. If he has blood, what does it mean he has blood? Meaning his neshama, we still reckon with his neshama, that it still exists. So there's no Chiv Misa on him. Who is that person? The only person is a father. A father would never kill a son. So even if the father is the ganef, even if he's so desperate, Nebuchadnezzar has to steal from his son, but he would never kill his son, so he's called a yesh le'damim, he still has blood, we still value his life. So if he breaks a chav, as he breaks this jug, meaning he's a mazik, he has a monetary chiv, so there's no kam le'i b'deram. We know the halacha is that when a person has a chiv misa, he has a more chamedek oinish, and a more kaldek oinish, he has a chiv mamonis. The chiv misa cancels out the chiv mamonis, and we only give him the chiv misa. But yesh le'damim, since there's no chiv misa on the father, chayev, so he's chayev to pay the mamonis. Ein le'damim, if he doesn't have damim, meaning we don't consider him a live person, because the balabayas could kill him and he has a chiyav misa, he is pater, he doesn't have this chiyav mamon because he has a chiyav misa on him. And the Rishonim, Ayin Sham, we're not going to go into it today, but they all done if there's a chiyav to kill the person or is it a rishus to kill the person. The shayla is if he has a din roidif or not. The Rambam Lachar differentiates whether or not he has a din roidif and whether the halacha by a roidif is the chiyav misa or it's just a pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to save him. So the question is Baba Machteres, what's his din? Amar Rava, my time in Machteres, what's the reason of Machteres? Chazaka, inod maimed atzma al mamoinai. There's a chazaka that a person's not going to go and just stam, let you go and take his own of a high maimer omer, and this guy of go, it's coming and saying, ima zilno koi la apoi. If this person, I find the owner of the household up, v'loishavikli, and he doesn't let me take his money, v'koi ba apoi. If he's going to try to protect his money, katonale, I'm going to kill him. But Torah amram ba laharcha ashkim lahargoy. Torah says if a person is going to kill you, you get up and kill him first. So mevel this ganav as chiyav misa. Amarav abba machteres v'nata kelim yotza. Abba machteres that let's say he didn't break the kelim, rather he saw a beautiful vase, he took it home with him. Potter is potter. My time, because we say that since he had a chiyav misa on him, so mail that chiyav misa potter the chiyav mamonis, and he was kind of this thing. Amar Rava. So what? Where was this din said? Mistaver milsa drab shashiber. Makes sense. So Rav said that your potter is only where you broke it. Less new, because it's not, it doesn't exist anymore. Meaning it's not around anymore. So mail you're not, you don't have it to give it back to him. And I should be mechuyev on the hezek of it. No, the hezek of it is not, or the gneva, and then the hezek is not a chiyav because you had a chiyav misa on you, and that chiyav misa takes away the chiyav mamas. Avon not a loy, but let's say he still has it, then l'chayr you have to give it back. For alikim b'loshen shvu amar Rav afilu not a. Rav said it even if you took a why. The yesh le'damim, a father that yesh le'damim doesn't have the chiyav misa of an ensu, and then he took it and he had a oinus with a chayav, he's chayav to give it back. Alma b'shusakami. So you see that he was koined already as a kinyani gneva, and now when he has a oinus on it, if he wasn't mechuyev to give it, if it was in the balabayis's rishos like a regular b'kadin, then he'd be putter like a oinus. But since we see the father is mechuyev oinus, so mela, we see that the father really got in his rishos. Hachanam b'shusakami. So we see this one also, it's in his rishos. V'lohi, but that's not a good svara. Why? Ki ukimna rachmada b'shusay lini noinsim. That where does the Torah say it's in your rishos? Legabe oinsim to be mechayev. You want oinsim like this shoyel. Midid have a shoyel. But le'inin kinyanim, it's not really yours that you were koined and now you're potter because the chiyav misa potters you. No, you have to give it back. Tanan learned in the mishnah baba machteres. So we're gonna again dan this Rav Huna's din that he says that this Rav's din. Sorry. That not the kelim is potter. Tonight we learned in the mishnah baba machteres shibes a chavis. Someone who comes in a tunnel only breaks the jug. Yesh le'damim is chayiv. Ein le'damim is potter. If he has a chiyav misa, he's potter. Taima. So we're going to be medayik from the mishnah the shiber only because he broke it. Chiyav ein le'damim is potter. That's where the person who has a chiyav misa is potter. Hanata. But let's say he would have taken it. Is chayiv loy. Who adin really? The Gemara refutes this and says no. Really, if he would have taken that fuel not on Nami, he would also be potter. So Rav's din would make sense. V'hod k'tani shibur as a chavis. Why is the Mishnah choosing a case where you broke the chavis? Kamashman chiyesh le'damim avagav the shibur nami chayv. That a person who has damim, meaning there's no chiyav misa on him, he is chayiv even if he broke it. Pshita mazik, he's a mazik. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Akmashma, if he was shalei b'kavana, even if he was, if he did it shalei b'kavana. My kamashma, what's the Mishnah? Adam muad la'olam. What are you going to tell me that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that adam muad la'olam? Tanina, we learned it in the Mishnah already. Adam muad la'olam. Bein shayig bein meiz bein oynus bein rotzen. Whether he's a shayig bein meiz or oynus or rotzen, kasha, it's a good kasha, but. The difference between Kasha and Tiyufta is that Kasha, you're right, it's a Kasha, but it doesn't frag up Rav's Din. So Rav's Din is, again, he stands with his opinion that a person who steals it and keeps it by him, he doesn't have to give it back. Is that Chiyuv Misa Mamish patterned the Chiyuv Mamanis? And Rava argued on him, and Rava said, no, it doesn't make sense that if he has this Chayfetz in his house today, that he shouldn't have to give it back. So even if he had a Chiyuv Misa, but he would have to give it back. We try to ask another kasha. Someone who steals a wallet on Shabbos. We know the din of Kamlei B'Drabbanei says, you're chayiv, why you chayiv? Chayiv b'gneva kodim sheyavu l'idei Yisr Shabbos. The Yisr Shabbos is, he's going to go steal a wallet and take it out of this guy's rishos. We know there's an Yisr of Haitzah. He tells me you take it from one rishos to another rishos. So when I steal your wallet, not only am I being a ganef, but I'm also being over if I do it on Shabbos, the Yisr d'arayis of Haitzah, and I'm chayiv misa. That chiyuv misa should make me putter from the chiyuv mamon to give you back your wallet. But the problem is that I was koining your wallet when I was in your rishus still, before I did the melach of hitzah of taking it from rishus ha-yachad to rishus ha-rab. That's mischai b'gneva koinim sheyavu l'idei Yisr Shabbos. Hayim gar v'yoytzah, but let's say I wasn't koining. Why wasn't I koining? Because I was schlepping it on the ground and I wasn't magbiyah more than three tochim. Then I'm chayiv. Why? Because the second I take it out of your rishus, that's when I get the kinyan of it, and I'm also mechayev shorei nischayev gnevo. Sorry, then I'm potter shorei iser gnevo iser skila bon keachot. The iser of Haitza and the iser of gnevo came at one time. And mil, in that case, the iser misa, the chiyuv misa would patter me from the chiyuv mamnis. The hilchasa and the halacha is shadinu benara. So that would seem that I could keep it even after I have it. So it says, no, it's not an upfrag to Rava that says that you have to give it back if you have it, because that case was talking about where I threw it in the river, so I don't have it anymore, so that's why I'm potter. Rava, now there's a story that happened with Rava himself. Ignvu le dichri b'machtarto. Someone taka stole from him his rams when he got above a machtaris, meaning the guy had a chiv mis on him. He stole from him his elim, and the guy tried to return it to him afterwards. Adrinu nale. But Rava didn't accept it from him, even though Rava was under the opinion that the person does have a chiyuv mamonis, if it's around. Since Rav said this halacha, I'm not going to go and do not like Rav said, and I'm a vatal your chiyuv mamonis with the chiyuv misa that you had. Just to exhale for one moment and then go back to the chiyuv, this of Baba Machteres and laws that apply to it. We learned in the previous Mishnah the interesting thing that Shina L'Rishayim is Hanal Lahem Hanal Olam. So I saw a gorgeous var from Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel says that we find one bracha in the Berachas HaShachar that we don't say Amen to. So the last thing of Divrei Sar is Shailan Halacha of if it's one bracha of connecting to Vaharavna or not. So that's what we don't say Amen to. So it's not a that we don't say Amen to that bracha, but rather it's a question of that bracha. The one bracha in the Berachas HaShachar that we don't say Amen to is a Maver Sheinu Me'enu Snum Me'afapai. So the question is, why don't we say Amen to that bracha? It continues into the Yiratzim Bufanacha, and we say Amen of HaGoyim HaChasam Tovim L'Am Yisrael. So Sok the Divrei Yecheskel, he says that what are we saying? We're thanking Hashem for waking us up from our slumber. We're taking off the Shayna from our eyes. So he says, we learned in the mission of Shina Rishayim, Hanolahim Hanolahim, that Shina Rishayim is a good thing. That the whole Tayeles of taking away, waking us up, taking away the Shayna from our eyes, is a person who's a tzaddik. Is that, meaning we're saying, thank you for waking us up and putting us into this world. A person who's a Rasha, but Etzim, we'd rather him stay asleep. And it's good for him to stay asleep as well. So it says, that a person who goes and uses his day for Torah, for mitzvahs, for avodas Hashem, such a person could thank Hashem for waking him up. Because that person, the Shina, is a worse state than the heir. But a Rasha, Fakir, he shouldn't thank Hashem for waking him up. It's better for him to be sleeping than for him to be up. There's another word I saw from the Aruch Chadash. He says that he brings down a fascinating Yerushalmi. I heard Yerucham Olshin, Rishiva, say this Yerushalmi over in Shul. He said, "Ben Sarah Murray Nidan Al Shem Soifai." So the Yerushalmi says, and listen to the beautiful words of the Yerushalmi. This Rasha is going to go and he's going to finish the Nechasim, all the things of his father and mother. Then he's going to sit up by the road, and he's going to, end up killing people. And what's going to mamash be the worst? The worst is going to be, and he's going to forget his learning. So the Aruch Chadash asks that, seems a little funny. I mean, the person's going to go, he's going to steal from his father, he's going to rob from the creations, he's going to kill, he's going to become a murderer, and he's also going to go and forget his learning. Should be out of order. Person's going to forget his learning, then he's going to steal from his father, then he's going to end up being a murderer. Zokta Chodesh, that a person can mamish go at Sha'ol Tachdis. He could do all the averis in the world, and it's an amazing lesson for the Aseres Me'etshuva, that a person, the Rebbeinu Shalom is always, is noted Yad L'Rishoyim, I heard like a mashal, like the Rebbeinu Shalom is mamish sticking out his hand, and he's reaching out to us, he's like calling us on our cell phones, and he's saying, do tshuva. And a person calls man that he has the Koyach HaTorah, that he has epis to hold on to in Torah, the Kedushas HaTorah, that could always be Machzer L'Mutov. Meaning, even if he goes and he steals from his father, and he steals from the Brias, and he's a notorious murderer and ganav. Such a person, as long as he still is somewhat connected to the Kedushas HaTorah, that person could always come back and do tshuva. He said, but v'soifel l'shakeach is tamudei, that when a person forgets his learning, the imamish gives off, and he doesn't even have any shaykhs to learning anymore, he says, such a person, lo yalein, who doesn't have any hope at all to do tshuva, and such a person is taka, the ben serim mer, nidan hashem soifel, that we know that he's destined and he's doomed to nebuch, never returns. Such a person is the worst madrega that could happen to me, right? It's not the greatest necessarily, it doesn't seem like the greatest aver, but when it comes to his soif, it's giving up all hope. Tana Rabban. The Gemara continues, Ein loy damim. The Pasuk said as follows, Im b'machteres yimatza agan v'hukav ameis ein loy damim. A person who finds him in the tunnel and he kills him, don't worry about it, he didn't have blood anyways, we didn't see his neshama as a neshama anyways, he was already considered a maze. Mzorcha Hashem Shalom, but let's say the sun rises. Damim loy, and he has blood. Shalom shalom, ein loy damim. Me'ein loy, and he doesn't have money to pay for it. Nimka v'gnevasa, he should sell for his gnev. So ein loy damim, that's what the Torah calls this, Bab Mechteres. Mzorcha Hashem Shalom, Hashem Shalom, Bilvad Zorcha. What does it mean? The sun rises on him. It only rises on him. If it's clear as day that he's not going to be peaceful with you, Hargeo, then kill him. But if not, it's not clear as day that he's going to kill you, don't kill him. Tani idach, but it seems like the other way. Mzorcha Hashem Shalom, damim loy. If the sun rises on him, then he does have blood, meaning you can't kill him. Does the sun only rise on him? If it's clear as day that he's not going to touch you, then al targeyu. But if you're not positive that he's going to be peaceful with you, hargeyu, kill him. So it seems like a steer. First it says if you're clear as day, he's going to kill you. Mashma, if you're not sure. Kasha stama astama. It's not. It's a steer one to the other. It says if it's clear as day he's going to kill you, then you can kill him. Mashma, if he's not clear as day that he's a murderer, you can't kill him. But then the end of the pasuk is mashma, the smichos, that if it's clear as day to you that he's not going to kill you, then you shouldn't kill him. But if you're mesupik, he might kill you, then you can kill him already. Loi kashem, kam ba'aval, ben kam ben alav. One's the father and the son, one's the son of the father. Umbarav, called the Ozzy Alevi Machtaita Katlinale. Anyone who comes to me in a tunnel, I would kill him. Barmer of Chanina Bar Shila. Except Rav Chanina Bar Shila, my time, Elaim Misham the Tzaddik. If you're going to say Rav Chanina Bar Shila, such a Tzaddik. What's he doing in the tunnel? The Kimli Begavayo, the Merachim Alai, Karachim Aval Ben. He mamish loves me like a father loves a son. And Melo, Chanina Bar Shila, he wouldn't kill me. It's just the Verpasha to Shteltu, the Ava that the Rebbeinu Shalom has on us. You know that the famous part that Srili always says over that mamish a Muslim mitzvah shvachim b'fanav, that the Rebbeinu Shalom mamish loves us more than a father loves a son, and more than not stama son. The Ben Yochid and the greatest love their father has. So imagine the tzitkus of Chanina Bar Shila. I mean, L'chari, you could ask the Shah, the whole Bab Machter is a funny, it's really a funny halacha. A person says, the Ganav knows that he's going to kill you. So I don't know how. So stand down, go into your closet, hide, tell him where all his money is, and let him go. The Torah says, a chazakim, when it comes to money, a person, his mamash so bahul, and he's so taken by his chavim samom, that we can't rely on a person to stand down for his money, and me'idach gisa, we can't rely on the ganef giving up and saying, oh, you know what, you're up, take care, I'll see you, right? And chanin bashil, even the tzitkus, you can't rely on tzitkus, but what could you rely on? You can rely on love. I mean, the koyach of ava is mekalkel zeshuah, is mamash, ava is the most overwhelming koyach in the world. And the Rebbeinu Shalom's ava to us, imagine the ava bonim, kuruya b'sakar, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, all he wants from us is really to come close to him. And the ava that he has, chanin bashil, meaning the only person that you could ever rely on by abam machteres, is the ava ben. Tanu rabban. Domim loy beim chol beim shabbos you're allowed to kill mitzayin koil side during the week and mitzayin shabbos. Ain loy dom miyur, sorry dom boy that you shouldn't kill him beim chol beim shabbos. Ain loy dom the same as the reverse you're allowed to kill him beim chol beim shabbos. Bishlam ain loy dom so it makes sense. The chiddush of ain loy dom that you're allowed to kill him beim chol beim shabbos. Itzrich you need the gemara to talk out why. Sakadav me I might think me to have a ruge bezdin just like bezdin. The b'shabbos like katlinon they don't kill on Shabbos. K'mashmalan the katlinon that on Shabbos above machteres you're allowed to kill. Ein lo dam beim chol beim Shabbos. El dam lo beim chol beim Shabbos. But you're not allowed to kill him. Sayon chol on Shabbos. Hashda b'chol like katlinon le b'shabbos v'boy. If you're not allowed to kill him on chol, then of course you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. Amar b'sheish le nitzchal of kerach lo v'esagal. That let's say he was coming to steal from you and kill you, and then the tunnel crumbled in, and now he's about to die. And it's a shalom l'mishanim. We're mesupik if he's still alive. We know he's still alive. Whether or not you're allowed to do a pikuach nefesh on him, meaning this guy mamish lost his whole right to existence, that he was now is a chiv misa, and even though now he's really invalid, and a lot of lachoyim say that this guy pashtus is not going to try to steal from anyone, meaning he got his priorities straight. He's sitting there, he's dying, he's calling out for help. Still, since he got in there with a chiv misa, you're allowed to go and let him wither away, and fakir, you're not allowed to go and undo this gal on Shabbos and be mechal Shabbos from him. Tanu rabban. Vuhuka, the pasuk that says that you're allowed to kill him, said in Machteres Matzah, I got a vuhuka. You kill him, v'meis ain loydam. You're not mechuyim misa. B'chol adam, any person, not only the Baal HaBayis, is allowed to kill him. U'meis b'chol misa shat v'yachol misa, you're allowed to kill him anyway. Bishlam vuhuka b'chol adam. It makes sense that any person that the pasuk is coming to tell you that any person is allowed to kill him. It's because it's a chiddush. Sakadat chamina, I would have thought Baal HaBayis would kim leidein or the maimon atzmon moinoi. Aval acher loy, but a different person who sees what's going on. No, maybe someone else. Stand down. You don't know for sure what's going to go on. Kamashma the roidifu, they know he has a din roidif. Vafilu acher nami, that even another person is allowed to kill him. Elov ameis b'chol misha yochel amisoi. When it says you're allowed to kill him with any misa, lomeli meretzeach nafki, you can learn out of retzeach. Titania, like we learned in the pasuk of Mitzeach. The pasuk says, "Oevi yikov biyado biyomus mois yumas hamaka retzeachu." That you're allowed to kill him in any way. Retzeachu eli elu misa amur b'tar. How do you know that you're allowed to kill him? Umnayin shem im yadu yochel amisa b'misa aksuv ba'i. Shatir rishoy lamisa b'chol misa. That a person is allowed to kill this retzeach with any misa, not just the misa that says in the Torah. Shatir yochel amisa itam loymer mois yumas mekol makom. You're allowed to kill him anyway. So Gemara, no, you couldn't have learned out this baba machteres from the halacha of retzeach, you're allowed to kill him with any misa. Kashani asim the amakra mois yumas. The pasuk spoke out specifically by retzeach mois yumas. Frak the gemara of nigmar minei. So learn it out from there. No, you can't learn it out from there. Why? Shem davi retzeach and goy ladam shnei ksuma abom keachad. Retzeach and goy ladam are two pesukim that the Torah spoke it out. And v'chol shnei ksuvim abom keachad im lamdim. We know that the universal klal that where the Torah speaks it out in two places, you're not allowed to learn now from there. So therefore, we need this umeis to teach you that you're allowed to kill him with any misa that is shy. Tanu rabban machteres. The guy was coming in the tunnel. That's what the pasuk said. Ein liyal machteres gaga chater v'kififim nayin. Let's say you see a guy coming in your roof, coming in your window, coming in your garden. How do you know you're allowed to kill him if you know that he has the same intentions? Tam lemi yimotze aganim kol mokum. The pasuk says yimotze aganim anywhere. Im kein matam lemi machteres. So what's the Torah coming to tell you machteres? Mneshel roiv ganov mitzuy machteres. Because stamp, that's where roiv ganov were motzi. Tani idok. Another brayso, machteres ain liyal machteres gaga chater v'kafiv v'manayin. How do you know anywhere tam leimer yimotze aganim kol makom? Imkei matam leimer machteres. Why does the pasuk speak out machteres? Machtarosa izuach hasarosa. It doesn't need hasarosa because the fact that he's sitting there in the machteres, you know what he's coming for, you know what his intentions are, you know what soif daito is. So merely you're allowed to go and kill him. Omer Rav Huna, katan aroidif nitin latzil benashay. Let's say you have a katan that's a roidif. You're allowed to go and kill him. Kasovar, Rav Huna holds, Roidav ain't tzarach hasra, a Roidav does not need hasra. So therefore, even though in general to kill a katan, you won't be able to. Because we know the halacha is always that you have to give a guy hasra before you kill him. And a katan is not bar. Like Rashi says, V'lav bar kibulia hasra, who a katan can never go and accept the hasra. Because a warning is, you warn the guy, you say, by the way, if you do that, you're going to get killed. And the guy has to say, okay, I get it. I'm good with that. So a katan is never able to be mekabel hasra. So memela, how can you kill a katan who's a roidif? So we say that Rav Huna holds a katan that a roidif doesn't need hasra. Loishna gadav, loishna katan. Eisver of Chizor Rav Huna, Rav Chizda asks the shayot Rav Huna yata roishay ein noigimboy. There's a lady that's oimer al mashma, she's giving birth, and the child is killing the mother. She's about to die in childbirth. So halacha is, if the baby's still inside the mother, le'elenu, you're allowed to go and kill the baby because the baby's a roidif, the mother is a chai, and you're allowed to go and kill the baby. Let's say the baby goes now and sticks out its head already, so the baby has a din, a real nefesh, so who says you're allowed to kill the baby to save the mother? Fakar, maybe kill, let the mother die, and the baby is a regular, you ain't doichin nefesh. Why? Ain't doichin nefesh. You're not allowed to kill it. She ain't doichin nefesh, because who said you can kill the mother to kill... Who say you kill the baby just because you want to save the mother? Vamai roidifu, aye, the baby's a roidif. Shani osm dim shamaya karat file. The shamayim, it's a din that the heavens is the roidif over here, not the baby. And since the heaven is the roidif, so you're not allowed to kill the baby. Fakar, it's a gzera that the mother is getting nirduf, punked, the thing that's being roidif is the baby, but that's the baby's not considered the roidif. I'm not going to go into it, but there's a Yesoidistik of Reb Chaim and Sefer. Reb Chaim goes on the Rambam in Hilchos Ritech, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, that goes into this thing of the Uber killing the mother. And Reb Chaim clears the Shailov in general, just to speak out the clear, that this Gzeres HaKosev, that a Roid, if you're allowed to kill, if it's because the nefesh, shenafshei shel roidif nitches, meaning he gets the din that he is not a nefesh anymore, but the aval ikar hatzolas har nirdif, he made din pekuach nefesh al kol ha-tara kulo, or it's shehutar nafshei shel roidif, that has nothing to do with pekuach nefesh al kol ha-tara kulo. There's a special din over here by this roidif, that it's hutar nafshei shel ha-roidif, and it's nothing to do with pekuach nefesh al kol ha-tara kulo. Ayin Shom, and he explains the Rambam of a regular roidif and this thing. Neimu Misaya lay. Let's bring a raya to him. Roidif shaya roidif. Acha chaver l'hargay. A roidif that was running after his friend to kill him. Oy melayin yisayi to this roidif that's running after him. Roy sheyisrolu. You say, you should know, the guy you're running after is a yid. Chiben brisu v'atayr amra. Shoyfech dama adam adam dami yishofech. And the Torah says that you're allowed to kill him. Amra Torah hatzel dami shazeb dami shazeb. And the Torah says you should save this blood with the other guy's blood. So you see that what? Even if the guy doesn't answer him, yes, I understand that he's a yid, and I understand that the Torah says you're allowed to kill me. He wasn't mekabel the hasra. Still, the halacha is you're allowed to kill him. So you see that he doesn't need hasra. So Gemara says, no, hayu Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yudi, that's Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yudi, kind of Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yudi, I'm Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yudi, is under the opinion, like we know all over. Chover ain't tzarech hasra, tamachachim doesn't need hasra. Why not? If yishlein nitna hasra, Allah hafim mishag l'mezit. Because hasra was only given to mafshim mishag l'mezit. And we know that tamachachim knows the difference between mishag l'mezit, so you don't need to warn him. And the braisa before that says that the person doesn't have to be mekabel hasra, that's Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Chanina, but Abad the Chachamim would hold that you have to give him the real hasra. Toshma, let's bring a braisa. That's a writer of Huna. If he says, I know this, then you're potter, because he wasn't really mekabel hasra. If he says, I'm not asking any oisa, but if he says, I'm doing it, and I'm okay with whatever the outcome is going to be, then chayiv, then he's takam mechayiv, because he really understood the gravity of the situation, he's mekabel hasra. So he seems like he does need hasra. Lo yitzricha dekoy basrei ivrei denahara. No, we're not talking about a case where you're killing him physically, but rather he's on the other side of the river. And you want to bring him to Bezin afterwards to kill him. So you need real hasra, edim and hasra, and therefore in that case you need to be mekabel hasra, lo yimotzei atzulei, because you can't save the nerdif with this killing of the reidif. Ma'ik deboy lasuy debeidin, ma'iko. The boy lasuya bedina, you want to bring him afterwards to Bezdin, bedina boy asra, and Bezdin always needs asra. Ibai same another teretz amlach Rav Huna another amri the machteres the amr machterasi zu asrasi. I'm relying on the Mishnah that we find that the machteres is the hasra, and therefore you don't need the hasra. I just want to end with one ha'ara just one har that just Nagel and Yunenu of hashtag Daaf Yomi. So it says, even though we already did one, this is mamish, like, it can't pass it up. The Hilgav is Shol. It says, Vihine. It says, we said in the Mishnah, Pizil Roshayim Hanolahem Hanolah Oilam. He says, a person wakes up in the morning and he wants to go learn. And the Yetzirah is telling him, what do you need to learn in Beis Medrash? What do you need to get up so early? Stay home and learn. We know that Ein Entire Nitnis Gemara and Brachas Ella Bechabura. So the Yetzirah tells you, what do you need to go b'chabura, rasha ata? And we know the Mishnah that says, Pizlu Rishayim Anolim Anoloilam Faker. You shouldn't be ba'achtus. You don't need to go to the Beis Medrash to learn. You can learn at home. You don't need to go to Beis Medrash. You don't need to do b'chabura. You don't need to take part in a chabura. Zok the Mishnah in Ovis, Perak Beis, Halacha Yudgim, Mishnah Yudgimel, Alt Yer Rasha, Bifnei Atzmcha. A person shouldn't be a Rasha in his own eyes. So when the Yetzirah comes to tell you in the morning, the Avos Yisrael says, you don't need to go, you don't need a part of this chabura, don't believe him. Faker, you're a tzaddik. A tzaddik, we know, is kinus la tzaddikim, is hanol lahem, hanol oilam. Go to the chabura, go lokum ba'ashmeres ha'boiker, leiluch ha'beis ha'meres, lilmoid b'dibuk chaverim.